June 1st. So. By the way, there was one at the school play. Pastor Dave brought a message at the end. One adult trusted Christ as Savior. And we just had a great, great night. I like when people get saved, don't you? And Brother Robbie Morrison called last night. You know, Mrs. Morrison's daddy's been real sick. He shared that with us when he was here with us. And Mrs. Morrison's daddy went to be with the Lord yesterday. And he just said, would you have the church pray for my family? Pray for, you know, you love your daddy, you know, and she lost her daddy. So pray for Carol that God would comfort her and the family. And so pray for the Robbie Morrison family. Alrighty, James chapter 4, verse 14, a familiar verse. I want to preach just a plain message today. Are you knowing where you're going? Are you knowing where you're going? Kind of like a Lester Roloff thought. Amen? You never know when you're going to take your last breath. Hey, Judy, man, I didn't know you were back. I wonder why Fred was looking so good. Good to have you back. God bless you. Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Let's pray for Tom. How many pray for Tom? We will pray for him, Wes. God bless you, Wes, for caring. Wes has got one of the most caring hearts of any person. Thank you for being a caring person, Wes. God bless you and your family, your wife. James chapter 4, verse 14. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. One verse. Glad you're here today. Good to see each one of you. Verse 14 says, whereas you know that what shall be on the morrow, we really don't know what's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of today. For what is your life? He asks you a question. The King James Bible will do that all the time. Then the next verse will answer the question for you. For what is your life? Well, here's what your life is. It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We're only here a short time. But we're going out to eternity. We're people that we're eternal beings when God made us. Even though we die in this life, we are an eternal being. We live forever somewhere. Bible says in Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. I went to Midwestern Baptist College, and this was a state, I never forgot the saying that they taught me. Think about this statement. There was a time that you did not exist before we were born. Right. But there'll never be a time that you cease to exist. Now that you're born, there'll never be a time that you cease to exist. Death is only a gateway to eternity, and what you do with Jesus Christ determines where you spend eternity. Amen. Father, I pray that you'll bless the reading of your word, and pray that you'll bless the preaching. I believe with all my heart this is what you told me to preach. So Father, bless us now, and if there be any here that doesn't know you as Savior, Lord, help them to trust you today, that they have the promise of eternal life. And those that are saved, let them rejoice in that great gift that you've given us. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. When you look at that verse 14 and you see that question that James puts before all of us, he puts that question before every one of us. For what is your life? What is your life? He answers it. Your life's compared to a vapor that appears a while and then vanishes away. A vapor just here and it's gone. By the way, that's how our life is. I was thinking of all the people that had, since I pastored 22 years, going on 23 in August. And Eddie, think of all the people that down through the years, because we've all been together. How many of our good people we've had, that passed on? Some of the widows are in our church right here today. Your husbands were faithful members here. And they're waiting in heaven for us now. Some of you men, your wives are in there. Faithful members of Bethel. Saved people in heaven with Christ right now. Our life is but a vapor. I mean, you think about it. Even if you live to be 90 years old, we have some folks that have reached 90. I know Ann Davis is in her 90s. And Mrs. Cochran was here last for Mother's Day. She's in her 91, I believe. And I think Ann's 93, I think. And there's other folks, and I'm not going to go through all of membership, but we have several folks that God's blessed us with that's got some longevity. Amen? But no matter if you live to be 100, it's but just a moment. Eddie Preacher found this in the basement. I've been trying to clean my basement out in the back where all the radios were. And I found this, Eddie and Kenny. I found this laying on the floor behind a book. And that's Preacher on a motorcycle. When I imagine that we lived at Sandusky Street, so I'm thinking I'm like 21 years old, maybe there. I got Rosie's brother's, now he's a big man. He's visited our church several times. They live in Swanton, Ohio. He's on top of my shoulders there. Of course, I'm not riding the motorcycle at that time. I'm just sitting on it. But I was just looking at that and say, wow, I'm going to put that out there. If I put that out, you won't steal it, will you? I just love that beautiful hair I used to have. And Preacher, no belly, straight. Ray, it was fun being young. Come here, Eddie. If you steal this picture, I pray God will make your hand rot off today. Another picture is when we first started our church. And Rosie's in the back there, but let that be the upside. That's Preacher on a little motorcycle. I don't know, it's not a big motorcycle. And all you bikers, go show that to Jack and Judy.
Can we make clear on the coffee machine?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Give it to Jack and Judy. They'll bring it back. And that's Rosie's brother on top of my head, on my shoulders there. But see, Preacher did, he was on motorcycles. And Billy, I was skinny at one time. Not skinny, but I wasn't fat. Yes, sir. Thank you. There'll be a biker meeting. Thank you. I had that. I wrote it even down, Jimmy. Still didn't do it. A biker meeting tonight, right after church, getting ready for a little piglet. So all bikers, right after church tonight, we meet in the Becca building for the little piglet run in August. All righty. So our life is but a vapor, and I thought about that, Jack. Look how young Preacher is there. Man, look at that hair too, buddy. Amen. Yeah, but I had real nice hair when I was a kid. But I want you to kids to see that because, like, you're 13. You told Preacher you're 13. And you're turned 18 today. And I'm just a few, maybe 21 in that picture. I'm guessing. I can't. We were living on Sandusky Street. I know where it's taken at, so I'm thinking I was around 21 years old there. I got married when I was 20. About a year later, we bought that house. paid $8,100 for that house. My house payment was $78 a month. Those were the good old days. But I want you to see that for a reason. Jack, and I mean this, Judy, that picture of Preacher with me, that just, Eddie, it just seems like it was yesterday. Kenny, I'm telling you right now, I know I'm getting older, being an older man now, and boy, have I plummeted. Mona, it's like it was, I know some of the older folks don't know what to, it just seems like it was yesterday. It was, I had a 68 Buick Grand Sport. Bought it brand new out of the showroom, Buick, O'Rourke Buick. Paid $3,333 for it. It was had a super, I put chrome rims all around it. I have pictures of it somewhere. I don't have them with me today. And that thing was a machine. It flew, buddy. Buick Grand Sport. And I remember, I can remember me and Rosie getting married and getting in that beautiful Buick and honking horn and everybody's, hey, congratulations, we're going down the street. They might have had cans or something. I don't know what they had in the back of her. But it just seems like yesterday me and Rosie was on our honeymoon. I'm going to tell you right now, we went to the Toledo Zoo and then we went to Cedar Point and then I got on the Blue Streak and then I never got on the Blue Streak again. How many are still with me? I see that precious little baby back there, Gracelyn. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she's so beautiful. They got her dressed so pretty today. And she's downstairs. But you know what? And Mike and Darla know. That's their grand. How fast our kids are. Oh, yeah. I remember David, Richard, and Tammy just being little, growing. Now they got their own kids. And pretty soon, my children's children will have children. They're not yet, but, you know, I'm just, but in the near, because time goes by so fast. How many know what I'm trying to talk to you? As long as life is, it's very short. I don't care if you live to be 100, life is short. Very short. And God gives us all our days, all our years. By the way, you kids want to live longer? Obey God. Obey God's word. Love your mom and dad. The Bible teaches that if you honor your mom and dad, God will give you more, let you live longer. That's what the scripture teaches. That's what the Bible says. Check out Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, our lives pass quickly, faster than you'll ever know. I thought about Brother Harry. This was brought to, I mean, Brother, it wasn't that long. Brother Harry was singing in our choir. Wilma was sitting back on the cushion. Then Wilma passed away, and then Brother Harry, he loved her so much. After she left, he just couldn't respond. And then Brother Harry went to be with her. Now, they're not husband and wife now, but they're, you know, they're not, there's no marriage in heaven, but they're together. Amen? And yesterday, Carol Morrison's daddy went to be with the Lord. You saved man. I mean, it just, you just never know. Life, as long as it might be, is short. It seems like it was just yesterday when I was playing baseball and hitting and running the bases. I was thinking about those bases. Lord, thank you for letting me walk. You know, I used to be able to run real fast. And then it got to a jog. And then I got sick and I couldn't even stand up. And I couldn't walk. Preacher, there were months where I couldn't even stand up and walk. So I'm thrilled right now, even though I can't run. Maybe I'll never get to run again. But I'm just to be able to walk is a blessing. But I remember the days, Michael, when preacher was like you and I could run and jump up and down and click my heels and grab other guys and run away. And he likes to do that. Preacher, watch you. I watch you out of the window. I catch you all the time. You and some of the boys at the school all constantly grabbing, punching each other, man. They do it in fun, but they just like jabbing each other, man. I remember I used to do that. I remember that. And it seems like yesterday, all those things that I did, it just seems like yesterday. Some of the old folks know what I'm talking about. We got the silver hair and most of our life's gone. But by the way, folks, you gray hair, listen to me. Most of our life is not gone because we're just getting ready to step out in eternity with Jesus. I mean, we're giving up time for eternity. Amen? So what I'm trying to say to the young people, make every day count. Because the days go by fast. And soon you'll be saying, man, I remember preachers saying that. Ladies, They know how fast life goes by. You've watched your children grow up and stuff like that, and you say, man, it just went by so fast. How many believe it goes by fast? Listen, because our lives go by quickly, just like a vapor, and then we leave this world, we go out into eternity where time never ends. Hallelujah for those who are saved. Get this. Because we go out soon, you should be knowing, everyone in this building right now, you should be knowing where you're going. Because you could be going today. I could be going today. You should be knowing where you're going. This past week, one of our beloved members went to be with the Lord, Brother Harry Arney. I mentioned it earlier. And wasn't he a blessing? Harry Arney was a blessing to our church, man. He was an encouragement and just he was upbeat and what a blessing Harry and his wife Wilma was to us. Now they're both in heaven with the Lord. Harry knew where he was going, and he knew it for a long time. He trusted Christ as Savior years ago. Harry had the promise. He had the promise of God's word. And by the way, you can take God's promise anywhere with you. It'll stand up. He had the promise of God's word that he was heaven bound. If you're saved today, if you know Christ as your Savior, you have the promise of God's holy word that you're heaven bound. Listen, do you have that blessed assurance? I do. Do you have that assurance that when you die, you're going to go to be with Christ in heaven? I hope so. Do you really know when you take your last breath, where your eternal destination is going to be? Because that's very important. Did you hear what I said? It's very important that you know. I mean, you ought to be knowing where you're going. Amen? Did you ever think of how much time and preparation? Think with this. Think with me. People plan when they go. How many have ever taken a vacation? Or just went on a trip? Do you ever think about all the time that people plan for vacations and trips? I mean, all the hours and preparation just to take like I'll use us. David had a man that he worked for years ago that was a millionaire. He owned a beautiful condo right on the Gulf of Mexico down in Naples, Florida. And for 4 years in a row, David did work in that beautiful complex that he owned. And we got to stay there. Sometimes we stayed there for over 2 weeks. Yeah, wow. Hello? I mean, it got so busy, it was so exciting. I mean, all the people lived there were millionaires but us. One day the mafia came in. I'm serious. The mafia came in. I'm serious. And I won't say nothing. Little Lukey was really cool. Little Lukey was just about 2 or 3 years old, just small. And he had to be older to go in that pool. And that he had all the guys, all those, just like you see on TV, they were all lined up. And little Jew, there was a little Jewish guy that was the treasure like that did all the. And they were all lined up. He was talking about. Then the head man, he was there too. And I told David, I said, I'm not going down there, man. Don't mess with them guys. He goes down there with Lukey, and the guy fell in love with Lukey. He's, oh, what a good little kid. What a good little kid. And he said, he wanted to go swimming. And David said, no, he can't. He's not old enough to go in this pool. He's got to go in the little pool. And the head mafia man said, he comes in the pool. No one says nothing. I say so. Lukey went swimming in the big pool that day. I'm going to tell you right, and I'm not making it up. That's the truth. You talk to Pastor Dave. And those vacations and those things that we, what I'm trying to get you to focus on something. We thought about it. We planned hours about it. Hello? How many are still with me? I mean, we made it a priority of how we were going to spend that time. And by the way, those 2 weeks went by just like that. after 5 days, I was wanting to come back because I don't like to be away from the church. I like, you know, Dave said, "You're a preacher, just relax." I said, "Yeah, but those people are back there, and we're not there." But I want you to think about this. Eddie, isn't it amazing? We'll put our efforts and our time and our thoughts into a little short time for a vacation or a trip. We'll think about it constantly. Yet, when our eternal destination, somewhere where we're going to spend for eternity, Coolidge, people give thought for vacations that are but a week or two, but they won't give a thought for where they're going to spend their eternal eternity. How many are still with me? I think we ought to think more about eternity than we do just the pleasures of life, because at best they're short. Now listen to me. We don't plan and prepare for our eternal trip for all eternity, and we need to be taking planning that. Look at Psalms with me real quickly, and I'll get going here. Psalms chapter 90. Psalms chapter 90 and verse 10. Psalms 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 60, that's 60, and 10, that's 70. So God promises at least 70 years if we walk with Him. And if by reason of strength there be 80, yet is there strength in labor and sorrow. Yet all your life you got sorrow. All your life you got problems. Heartaches. Hello? Look up here. Preacher's got gout. Did you hear Brother Billy pray for me? It was like a list. And God bless him for praying for me, caring about me. Diabetes, gout, heart problem. You know, I mean, we've got, I don't care who you are, you got problems somewhere. You either got health problems, you got money problems, you got all kinds of problems. Hello? And, well, when we get to heaven, Brother Coolidge, all of them are going to be wiped away. You think we would focus more on that? Notice, but yet, I want you to get the last verse. For it is soon cut off, your life, and we fly away. That's where they got that song. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away, bum, 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 bum. When I die, hallelujah, bum, 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 by and by, I'll fly away. And that's where they got that song. By the way, almost all your saying stuff, they come from the Word of God. People get them from the Scripture. Now look up here real quickly. Now, I just got a few verses I'm going to show you. When we die, when Brother Harry died Thursday, his soul and his spirit left his body. The Bible says that God made us in the image of God over there in Genesis 1:20. He made us in his image. What is God? God the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are a Trinity. Body, soul, and spirit. God made us a Trinity like Him. Are you still with me? When we die, that body goes back to the ground. But the soul and spirit live forever. And that soul and spirit, if it's saved, goes directly up to Christ. I really believe angels, at least two angels. You ever hear that statement? You have guardian angels watching over you? Yep. They get that from the Scripture. There's angels watching over us. And boy, I bet you Eddie White's angels are working 100% overtime all the time. Keep an eye on him, Kenny. He needs an extra one. But the moment you die, if you're saved, those angels take you right up to be in glory. That's exciting, amen? I believe within a few seconds right after you die, that spirit goes right up. Now, if you die without Christ as your Savior, better listen to me. Preacher knows what he's talking about. I don't know everything, but I do know this. You die without Christ. The moment you die, your soul and spirit's going to hell, torment. And I believe the demons of hell, the devil's imps, I believe they're going to come and get your soul. Everything Christ does, the devil tries to mimic it. Just like God would have angels for the saints, Satan will have imps for the lost. So you're either going to go in glory. And by the way, the moment you don't wait millions of years, you go immediately. So what I'm saying is, you better know where you're going, because the moment you die, you're going there immediately. There's no purgatory. There's no waiting. There's no praying through. You either saved and go to heaven, or you're dying and you're going to hell. But you're going one way. You better know which way you're going, because there's no turning back. You know, dying's a serious business. That's why Jesus came all the way from heaven and died on the cross of Calvary, so you and I could live. Amen? He was adjusted, died for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God. Now, so you're either going to go out and enter outer darkness, torment of hell, or you're going to go to the paradise of heaven. And I don't know, if the only way you know is if you're saved. So do you think, with that in mind, with that truth, do you think you should be knowing where you're going? How many think you should be knowing where you're going? People say, well, you really can't know, preacher, until you die. Liar. People say, I hope so. That won't make it. I want to go to heaven. That won't make it. People say, I'm working on it, preacher. That won't make it. Today, it's time to be knowing where you're going, and you can know for sure where you're going when you die if you'll trust Christ as your Savior. I just wrote a few scriptures down. I know probably 99% of the people are saved today. You might be bored out of here, but God put this. Someone needs to hear this. Someone in this church building needs to hear this message. Or you need to hear it and bring it to somebody else. Look at 1 John chapter 5. Are you knowing where you're going? 1 John, you ought to know. 1 John, and you can know. 1 John chapter 5, a familiar verse. Look at verse 10. I'm in 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believed not God hath made him a liar, because he had believed not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God gave. This is the record that God hath given unto us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that the Son, doesn't talk nothing about church. Not talking about Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. Not one thing with the church. It's all Christ. Notice, he that the Son, that's Jesus, has what? Hath what? Life. And he that not the Son of God, those that don't have Jesus, Son of God, hath what? Not life. This Bible's not hard to understand. If you got Jesus, you got eternal life. You're going to heaven. If you don't have Jesus, you're not going to heaven. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. You don't have to worry and hope that you make it. That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. God, listen, we've got to know soul salvation. The thing is, do you know it? You know, I was a member of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church for about a year, but I wasn't saved. And then later, I read the Bible, and one night, because I read my Bible every night after I got in that church. Billy, for the first time in my life, I realized I was lost. And I was crying. I got down to that old green couch. I told you, I'll never forget it, as long as I live. Me and Rosie just had been married a few months. I was supposed to have been saved, and I wasn't. It wasn't revealed to me. I thought I was saved. And there, the Holy Spirit revealed to me I was lost, going to hell. I got down from the old green couch, me and Rosie Pete, $110 for the couch and the lamps and end tables and chairs, $110. You kids get married. Don't go in debt. Just buy the used furniture. It'll work. It'll make it for a while. Then Rosie, we kept about 5-7 years, and she sold it to her aunt for $50. I wanted to give it to her. She said, I'm not doing that. We're not. Boy, Eddie, don't mess with Rosie and Lizzie when they wanted, because they'll knock us in the nose. I said, that's your aunt. We ought to give it to her. She says, no way. That thing's still good furniture. I'm getting $50. I'll never forget that. You know what, folks? Can you remember where you were saved? Can you remember the time and the place where you literally saw yourself a lost sinner going to hell? I mean, really saw yourself going to hell in need of Christ? That was the first time I really saw I had religion, and I came off the streets. But you know, just trying to be good don't make it. And I remember that when God revealed that to me, I started to cry. And I got down and said, oh God, forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, come to my heart, save my soul. Do you have an experience like that? Where you literally saw yourself a lost sinner? By the way, you can't get saved till you get lost. Jesus said, I come to seek and to save them which are lost. Too many people never get lost. That's why they don't get saved. They got religion and good works and everything else, but they don't have salvation. Notice verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come. Who's the Son of God? Jesus. And hath given unto us understanding that we may know him that is true, and that we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Man, I'm glad I got the true God. I'm glad I got eternal life. I'm glad I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die, no, never. Jesus died on the tree for me, and I'm going to live forever. Man, that's exciting. I'm going to live. The question is today, are you knowing where you're going? Look at another scripture over in 2 Timothy. The Apostle Paul knew where he's going. Are you knowing where you're going? The Apostle Paul did. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verse 6 through 8. For I'm in 2 Timothy 4, 8. Chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. The Apostle Paul knew where he was going. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I'm ready to die. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. Paul knew where he was going. Do you know? It's the most important thing in life. Have you made plans for eternity? Have you thought about your eternal destination? Have you really gave some credence to where you're going to spend all eternity forever and ever and ever and ever? I think you ought to. Paul did. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians. I was in Romans. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 68, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident. He's confident. I say, willing rather be absent from the body, that means you're dead, and to be present with the Lord. Billy, your mama's real close. Your mama's 93, and I hope she lives to the rapture, Billy, but your mama's getting up there. But I want you to know something, Billy. When she takes her last breath, she's not taking her last breath. Your mama's just going to step out of that little trailer up in the glories of heaven with Christ. And we'll cry when she's gone, and we'll thank God, but praise God, she'll be with him. And we'll see her when we go. Can anyone say amen? To be absent from the body is to be present. The moment you die, the moment you die, your body, your soul leaves that body just like that. That's why when you go to the funeral and you say, you often heard this down through the years, oh, that mortician, they did a good job, but something's missing. What's missing is that eternal soul and spirit that was in that body. That's what's missing. Amen? Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. You say, can I believe, if I trust Christ, can I believe it? Yeah, you can believe it. God promised you he'll take you to heaven if you'll trust the Savior. And then let me give you two more. Stephen, he knew where he was going. Look at Acts chapter 7. Stephen knew where he was going. Look at Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Acts 7, 55. Are you knowing where you're going? You should. Are you knowing? I'm asking you. Are you knowing where you're going? 7:55 of Acts. Stephen took a stand for Christ, and they beat on him. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, are you with me in Acts 7:55? Looked up steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. By the way, I can't remember who was. I think it was Johnny. Used to come here. Tall, thin fellow. Johnny. He had a wife. And I called his kids. And I had their two little girls. Yeah, Bowen. Me and John, there used to be a member here. Oh, wow. He lived over off on Chestnut Street. Oh, the old man. Gave you $5 for your wedding. Eddie Lyman, yeah. Eddie Lyman was dying. Eddie Lyman was a faithful member here. And me and John Bowen, I think it was John Bowen, was with me at the time. I went in and prayed with him. I talked. Was it you, Eddie? It was John. Okay. And Eddie Lyman was like this, and I prayed over him. We took a few steps out. We started to walk. And then Eddie Lyman got up out of his bed, like halfway. Reached up. It's just like he saw something, and he reached up. He was reaching up like that. Then he went right back down and died. Wow. I saw it. And I told John, I said, John, God, he saw the angels of God. And he literally saw. See, you see that at the end. Hello? I said, boy, he saw the angels of glory. Man, that's exciting. Amen? At least it was to me, because I know I'm going to heaven. Well, look what Stephen did, verse 57. I lost my planes. 56. And said, I'm in Acts 7:56. And said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. I believe him. I literally believe Eddie saw it. I believe he saw it. By the way, Stephen's dying here too. Stephen's taking his last breath and he's seeing this. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. And ran upon with him with one accord and cast him out of the city, stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. Boy, that Saul who was in charge of killing Stephen later becomes the great apostle Paul. And God changed his name from Saul to Paul. And there's another teaching there. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He went to be with the Lord. That's exciting. Stephen, on his deathbed, knew he was going to be with Christ. On your deathbed, will you know if you're going to be with Christ? Hello? Look at one more. Look at this one more over in Luke chapter 23. Jesus himself made sure the thief on the cross knew that he was going to heaven. Luke 23, verse 42. Jesus himself made sure that the thief on the cross that trusted him knew that he made sure that thief knew that he was going to heaven that day. If you look at verse 42, well, pick up in verse 41. And we justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. And he said, verse 42, this one man on the cross with Christ, he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest in the kingdom. He trusted Christ right there as his Savior. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I want to tell you right now, eternity is a serious business. I hope you know where you're going, because once you go, there's no turning back. And lastly, look at Job, what Job said, I'm done. Look at the book of Job, chapter 19. If you find the book of Psalms, Job's in front of Psalms. Look at Job chapter 19, and I'm all done. Are you knowing where you're going? That's the thought I want to give with you today. The most serious thought you ought to have. Are you knowing where you're going? I got to find Job 19 here. Are you knowing? When you're on the deathbed, are you knowing where you're going? You better know, because it's too late to... No, I'll pray. I'll come back at. No, you won't. Once you die, you go out in eternity. That's why Christ came. Last verse, Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26. Here's what Job said. For I know. See, you don't have to be in a dark beam. When you're a Christian, God wants you to know things. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. He does. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. And Eddie, he's coming back real soon. I believe that. And for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Coolidge, I saw a Jewish man talking on one of the channels the other day. I don't know if it was Fox or something. And he was talking about, they were talking about how the different countries are coming after him. He said, all I can tell you, if you come at us, we're going to get you. But the confidence that he had. And I thought about how God's going to protect Israel. Even through the tribulation, God's going to protect Israel. And Billy, this Jewish man, I didn't even catch his name. He wasn't the prime minister, but he was in the cabinet somehow. But he was so confident, he said, the God of Israel watches over. I mean, I said, you ain't kidding, buddy. He does. That guy interviewed him didn't even understand what he was saying. But I was coming out of my chair, Eddie. If I was younger, I'd have done flips, man. Now I just go yabba dabba doo. And I said, that man didn't understand fully, but he knew one thing: there was a God in heaven that loved Israel, and that God of Israel died for all of us. Now he first died for the Jew, then the Gentile. You're lucky the Jews turned him down. One day they're going to receive him. But because they turned him down, he opened up to a Gentile nation, us, all the world. Hello? The Jew first and then the Gentile. Let me read these. I'm done with this. Here's Job. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know Christ lives? He is. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroyed this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Hallelujah. See, he knew, he was knowing where he's going. And all I can say to you today, Job knew where he was going. Stephen did, John did, Paul did, and the whole mass of hundreds and hundreds of people in the scriptures knew where they were going. Do you know where you're going? Because that's the most important thing. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to pray right now. If you really don't know where you're going, the Bible says you can know. You could do like me. Just get down here and say, God, save my soul. And really ask Christ in your heart. And I'll guarantee you, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I think today you ought to make a decision in your planning, not for your vacation coming up this summer, but I think you ought to be planning right now where you're going to spend eternity. I'm glad Harry Arney had that all planned ahead. I'm glad Mrs. Morrison's daddy had it all planned ahead. Are you ready for your eternal trip? Are you knowing where you're going? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray everyone in this building would know Christ as their Savior. I believe everyone here should know where they're going. No matter what time God calls us out, no matter what, if it's today, tomorrow, 10 years from now, Lord, I believe everyone here should know where they're going and have the peace of God and the presence of God on their life, the promise of God of sins forgiven, eternal life, and mansions in glory. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, preacher, and don't raise your hand unless you really know it. Be honest with yourself and honest with God. How many would say, pastor, I know for sure. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I died, I know I'm going to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I've trusted Christ as my Savior. I personally invited him in my heart, and I know where I'm going. I'm positive. Thank you. You may put him down. Not everybody didn't raise their hand. I appreciate your honesty. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, with every head bowed, no one look around, I want you to be honest one more time. How many say, preacher, I really don't know if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I'd like to know. Would you raise that hand and pray for me? Yes. Who else? Yes. Who else? Yes, sir. God bless you. It took courage. Amen. Who else? Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Right there. Who else? Yes. I'm going to need some preacher. I'm going to need you and your wife and some Christian workers up here. Just come right. Some of my Christian workers come up here right now. I'm going to say a prayer. We're going to stand and sing a song. And if you raised your hand, I want you to come. And somebody, if you're a lady will take you. If you're a man will take you. We'll show you how you can walk out of here knowing where you're going. Father, you saw the hands. I must have saw 6 or 7 hands. Several were young people, but there were some adults. And Lord, I pray you'll bring them under Christ. I knew this is what I was supposed to preach. It was a basic little message, just a basic message. But Lord, that's how you come to people, just on the easy terms, so everybody can understand. Holy Spirit, draw them now. Holy Spirit, make them come. Let them see salvation today, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. Let's stand. Let's sing a verse. What page are you on, John? If you raised your hand, I want you to come right now. Don't even wait. Come right now. You raised your hand, you come right now. That's right. Preacher, would you deal with this man here? If you want, you come right now.